Monday Night Football last night, the Texans all over the Cowboys, 34-10. And as if the sky wasn't already falling for the Dallas Cowboys, literally part of the sky was falling when they opened the roof for the first time in 2 years yesterday. How crazy was that?
That was, you saw how big that piece of metal
was. That was big.
And you think if that were to hit someone, but the ultimate thing is, where I'm coming from is, when did it happen? Because it seemed like a piece of that metal. Because like when you look at that stadium, it's basically a lot of pieces of metal, sheet metal on the top. They had some hurricanes and storms roll through there. Did something mess it up? And when it went to open, that's how it dislodged. But they didn't even go up there to check it out. Think about it.
Yeah.
We have hailstorms around here a lot. None of us know if something is wrong with our house. Those fake ass insurance companies can come tell you that they get 87,000 from the company and they come back and try to tell you, oh, we had something left over for you. They probably had more left over themselves. But where did it happen? And you know, someone could have died.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And so I'm watching Jerry at the end of the game. Jerry was sitting there with moving his hand. That wasn't like the natural, I'm sorry we lost. Jerry is probably like, what the hell just happened? My team is garbage, and my building's falling apart.
Yeah.
Karma, karma, karma. All these years of these Cowboys fans talking trash about, oh, y'all ain't never going to be nothing till y'all own a gun. Y'all stadium suck. Y'all got pipes falling. Look at them now. Their owners suck. They got parts falling off the roof.
Yeah, I mean, we had somebody almost fall. There was people fell through a rail. They had part of the building come on down. Yeah. Lisa Salter.
Yeah, lucky.
My girl, I love Lisa. And that thing was not far from her.
Yeah, I mean, really lucky, because imagine if they wait and open that roof like an hour later and players are in warm-ups and that thing's coming down.
How about in the middle of the game?
Or middle of the game? I mean, it's...
Question, though, why the hell does the stadium... Why don't they open that thing more often?
That's what I'm saying. We were talking about this beforehand. I don't understand why these stadiums build roofs and then that are retractable and they never open them. I used to work in Milwaukee. We were talking about this. They're playing the Dodgers in a playoff series. It's 30 degrees out. Open that thing. I know it's not ideal conditions, but it's a home field advantage. I don't understand, like, how bad is the weather in Arlington that thing's been shut for 2 years? 2 years? Come on. I get that it might be hot, but, like, in November and December, you can't open that thing up some?
You can tell they don't stretch. They don't stretch. They don't believe in warming up.
it's a little weird, man, but that was a troubling situation, but looking at them on the field, it's only a matter of time before they completely just quit.
Yes.
Or blow up. And I'm not saying blow up playing well. There are a lot of people on their teams giving a lot of underhanded statements. You know, I absolutely love Micah Parsons. But Micah Parsons, he was throwing haymakers at his coach last week, and he still throws haymakers. He can't answer no questions, but he goes slips up in there. They have some internal turmoil going on.
Oh, 100%.
Believe me.
I mean, and Micah Parsons is out here saying you're misusing my word. Dude, you have a podcast.
First of all, no one is misusing your words.
No.
And that's another thing about athletes. If you don't want nobody to misuse your words, stop, think, and say exactly what you mean. But don't sit up there and give these half-ass answers while not really paying attention to the question.
Yeah.
Because if you give anybody anything, they're running with it. But when you say, I don't care where my coach go, I'm just worried about these players, you just said you don't respect that coach. Most guys, listen, you ask me a question about that, this is the best answer in the world. That is not my pay grade. You talk to the owner or the GM about that. All I can ask is what I do. Can't nobody say that I did not like the coach, right?
Is that something that throughout your career you had to learn, or is that something that you found out right away and that's something you implemented early on?
My coach in college, all right, he had a coach's show, and he said, I am going to have you on my show every week because you're going to be in front of the camera more than anybody else on this team. First year, 17, 18 years old, I answered some brash, some questions a little differently. So-and-so on the other team, they said, oh, man, I'm not worried about them chumps. I'm going to do this. He said, no, just do it. Stop saying what you're going to do. You know, so you learn later on, like, You have to keep your bravado out of it.
Yeah.
And if they ask you a question about someone else, like I listened to Brian Robinson talking to the judge, and they asked the question they're supposed to ask. He answered every one of them properly. When it's about somebody else, all you can do is bring it back to yourself. It's not your job, no athlete's job, to talk about other people's performance or what they need to do, unless you're praising them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think outside of, obviously, the turmoil that could be going on in that locker room? I thought on the field, the last two games they've gotten killed in terms of scoreboard. The Eagles game was in the balance for like a quarter, and then that one was over. Last night, it was still close into the second half. You know, it really fell apart when Cooper Rush got stripped and they fumbled and take that back for a touchdown. It felt like, though, 34-10 is a domination by the Texans. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like they dominated that game as much as the scoreboard says.
It doesn't seem like they dominated it, but not one moment I thought Dallas was going to win the game.
Exactly.
And it's not because I don't like Dallas. It's just that you saw that they were holding on and Houston was messing up. So if you're just holding on and the other team is not out there providing their best and you're not taking over, you're not getting too close, the closer was 14-7.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was over.
Well, and I think it's just
– and then when Romo them completely jinxed the kicker, this guy hadn't missed. Boom.
Yeah.
He got him.
Yeah. Well, and I think to your point, what this shows for Washington is you should win this football game. There's no doubt about it. But you can't come out – with half effort.
You cannot give them any hope.
Exactly.
If you come out, you play well, you get up on them, they are ready to pack up and chill.
Yeah.
And that's you. Bad teams are always looking for a way out. They're looking for excuses.
Do you think they start Cooper Rush next week, or do you think it's a Trey Lance experiment?
I think you're going to see both of them in that game.
Okay.
And I believe that I think just like we were not prepared for the fake that they threw it under. They underthrew it or whatever, when it was the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
We better be ready for anything with them. Dallas tried to fake early in the game, too.
Yeah.
You know, when you start seeing teams desperate like that, anything goes. And listen, just like Brian said, he believed that they're going to be ready to go now. They had their weeks where they were, like, trying to worry about the guys' bodies. You had 10 days off. They're not going to work them hard this week, but you have to go now and come out with your best, because I believe if they play their best, they beat the game going away.
It's Dallas week here on The Fan, and we're going to give you some of our best memories from against the Cowboys. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.